This week, Peter Higgs and François Englert received the Nobel Prize for developing the theory known as the Higgs boson particle in 1964. But distinguished as they are, Higgs and Englert are just two of six scientists who developed the theory. And because of the Nobel Committee's rule of three, that no single prize can go to more than three individuals, most of these scientists missed out on winning the Nobel, including Carl Hagen, a University of Rochester physics professor. He's gracious enough, however, to join us from the studios of WXXI in Rochester, New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Is this a tough week for you?
October was a tough month, let's say. October 8th was the day they made the announcement, and although my colleagues and I had more or less reconciled ourselves to the fact that it was not going to be a good day for us, that was the time the other shoe dropped and they made their announcement.
Do you not refer to it as the way we just referred to it in the in introducing you?
You're quite correct in that. It's very ironic that the name, which is ascribed most commonly to it, and I'll say it, the Higgs boson, was brought about here in Rochester. Back in the 60s, we had a particle physics conference, and there was a physicist there by the name of Ben Lee, and he talked a lot to Peter Higgs, who was at that same conference. And so when he referred to it in subsequent work, he'd say the Higgs mechanism or the Higgs boson. Somewhat later, a distinguished physicist, Leon Lederman, a Nobelist, came along and wrote a book, which he called The God Particle. I found it much more convenient to use that whenever I give a public talk. I'm going to say that the bulk of the physics community deplores the use of this word.
Deplores the use of the word God, you mean?
Yeah, that's right. They figure it best to keep the two issues of science and theology completely disentangled. But I always say quite freely that I would rather give credit to the deity than to one of my competitors.
So. It's often pointed out that Mahatma Gandhi never won the Nobel Peace Prize. Tolstoy, Ibsen, Mark Twain never won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Isn't there almost an equally distinguished group of scientists who never won the Nobel?
Without a doubt. And let me just interject an observation made by the late, great Richard Feynman, who may be well known to your audience in connection with the Challenger disaster inquiry. He said that Nobel did two bad things in his life. He invented dynamite and he invented the Nobel Prize. And there are many people who would say that the Nobel Prize is counter to the ethos of physics, which is concerned with discovery of physical principles and not with rewarding individuals.
Carl Hagen, professor of physics, and a great one at the University of Rochester.
Many thanks.